every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Good afternoon, humans of planet Earth. My name is Nick. I'm also a human, born on this very same planet. You're listening to Wandering Rhythms, the world music extravaganza. That's right. You're going to hear music from many, many countries that spread this globe that is under attack by meteoroids. I think we survived it. I think we'll be okay. We have, on this program, 2 hours of music coming right at you. In about an hour's time, we will be traveling to Oman. Oman in the Middle East, the Sultanate of Oman in particular. And, oh man, there's some interesting music coming out of that place. Very, very hidden little corner of the Middle East. Quite a peaceful nation. I'll tell you more about that in an hour's time. So look forward to hearing some music you've never heard. But in the next hour, I'm sure you'll hear some of that as well, including this next song by Kim Doo-soo of South Korea. He is a modern folk artist, beautiful voice, beautiful guitar playing. This song is called The River.
Ooh. خورم سندای ما نامی مشهور ال ارا Baranda boshida yo'q zinhor afu falon va nola yalla jonim yalla kitarakin baranda boshida yo'q zinhor afu falon va nola
Segue o fraseado, então alerta. Eu jogo a rima, tu chuta, acerta. Deixa de conversa, prosopopeia persa. A cuca pega fogo, decifre esse jogo. Telecoteco do balacobaco, sem pedir dois tempos, se não é checkmate. O processo simplifica, se tu pega o macete, ninguém lhe puxa o tapete, malandro, esquiva do porrete. Tô sequenciando a rima pra te dar um lembrete, que o som não para, não para, não para, nem que o cacete. No trato, nada é barato. Chegue logo
forte, organize desconforto pra fazer coisa que preste peste. Esse é o legado para gerações futuras, mundo mais preparado, crítica linha dura. O tempo não para, disse já o poeta. Não é de hoje que na terra o mal atinge a sua meta. Injustiças acontecem e acontecerão. Para sempre música cumprindo sua missão, promovendo o carnaval da conscientização, fazendo você dançar, pular, pensar com o coração. Fim de papo, chego à conclusão dos fatos. Alegria do povo, desespero dos ratos. Faça você sua parte, se puder. Rap vai ter vida eterna, acredite se quiser. O processo simplifica, se tu pega o macete, ninguém lhe puxa o tapete, balando esquiva do porrete. Tô sequenciando a rima pra te dar um lembrete, que o som não para, não para, não para, nem que o cacete. O processo é simplifica, se tu pega o macete, ninguém lhe puxa o tapete, balando esquiva do porrete. Tô sequenciando a rima pra te dar um lembrete, que o som não para, não para, não para, nem que o cacete. O processo é simplifica, se tu pega o macete, ninguém lhe puxa o tapete, balando esquiva do porrete.
That group is called Sacasaya, and they are from Brasilia in Brazil. They make dancehall and hip-hop flavored with electronics and traditional rhythms of Brazil, Latin America, and world music. Most of their lyrics are in Portuguese, but also Spanish, English, Hebrew, and French. Pretty cool, that's what it says on their website. The song was Oso Duro from a record that came out in 2009 called Samplando Deus e o Mundo. Yeah, nice eclectic sounds there. We've been listening to a lot of South American music because they mix it up really well. They have an ear on what's going on up here, but also they sing in different languages, which I find more interesting than English. Just saying. Right, before that you heard an Uzbekistani group. That's right. Possibly the first band we've played on the show from Uzbekistan. The song's from 1982, and it, I think, it's not well marked on online. I tried to find more info, but I think the song was the same name as the band, called Yela, from their record Trikolodka. And, yeah, it's kind of like, that's kind of funky disco psych music, if you want to put a label on it. They were quite popular. In fact, they had a song on that album, not the one I played, but another one that was one of the biggest songs in Russia in the 80s. And Uzbekistan being formerly part of the USSR during the 80s, it was. So yeah, they sang in Russian and a couple other languages. They I saw some videos of theirs on YouTube, some live performances, and they wear like these flowing king's robes all decked out in colorful rose patterns and stuff. They look like, yeah, they look like emperors on stage, really. Yeah, so judging by that, I think they're pretty well known over there. Started off the show with Kim Doo-soo out of South Korea. Really nice. Ooh and an ah and ooh. Yeah, they got soul in South Korea. Soul. Get it? Yeah. Didn't even think of that before. Whew. Right, well, what do we have next for you? How about some ska from Italia? This is just released last year from the album Siamo Guerriglia. The band is called Banda Bassotti and the song Room in Polvere da Sparo. You're listening to Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Cerca di guai,
non ci arrenderemo.
anni.
Polvere da sparo,
veri servitori,
una zappa in mano
ai vostri banchieri,
la cassa da morto.
Salva l'ancora!
La terra è l'isola del tesoro, è la ricchezza, siamo noi.
Di chi ti vede tu non ti fidare, non hai bisogno di lui, se tu vuoi
cambiare rotta si può.
Until we sound like Pink Floyd.
One, two, three, four. to take off. Oh yeah. Yes, I am a love rocket, baby. Oh, I am ready to take off. I am a happy Fuzzy Maca. I got a bottle of Smirnoff.
Until we sound like Pink Floyd. Until we sound like Pink Floyd.
Welcome back to my voice. I should have mentioned earlier, if you've noticed that it's just one person on the show, if you're a regular listener, the other voice of the show and the other musical mind, Kyra, is away this week. She is, I think she's on the island. Some island, Big Island, perhaps Hawaii or Vancouver Island. I don't even really know. She travels a lot. So we miss her this week, but keeping the songs coming, including the song you just heard was called Love Rocket by the Red Elvises. Yeah, that's a Russian-American group. They were formed by a couple Russians living in Los Angeles, founded by Igor Yuzov. So sometimes they're called Igor and Red Elvises. They play surf, rock and roll, rockabilly. That song was rockabilly. Definitely Red Elvises. Obviously, they're going for a Russian Elvis thing. That goes without saying, I guess. Yeah, so pretty interesting stuff. I actually heard from my Russian friends about them. So, yeah, they're cool enough for Russians to actually listen to them, not just a pastiche of the Russian culture. Pretty hilarious stuff, though. We're going to smoke this joint until we sound like Pink Floyd. Yeah, good stuff. And before that, you heard Banda Bassotti from Italia, the song Rum in Polver da Sparo. Some cool ska music out of Italy. And all right, well, next, I'm actually excited about a show happening this very evening, Monday, February 18th, in North Vancouver. So I've been a big fan of Hawaiian music for a long time. I had the great privilege of traveling to Hawaii with my parents. Thank you very much for sponsoring me. And yeah, I fell in love with Hawaiian music, not only the ukulele stuff, but more significantly, the slack key guitar work of Hawaiian music. And so I'm just always amazed how little exposure this gets. Hawaiian slack key guitar is a open tuning guitar. I guess it's very much influenced by American guitar work. So it's a lot of finger picking. It's usually tuned open, and it's called slack key because the strings are loosened, so they have like this wobbly metallic sound to them. And while I was in Hawaii, I went to a record store and I found a used CD just picked it up and like listened to it in the store, and I thought it was amazing. I thought this guy was totally obscure. For a few years, I was listening to him and like really into his. I've played it a few times on the show. His name is Makana, M-A-K-A-N-A, and hadn't really looked into his new stuff for a little while because he kind of got a little bit poppier, and this is where my conflict of interests comes in. It's like he plays amazing slack key in the traditional sense. He's known as kind of the best young slack key guitar player. He's amazing, but he's recently kind of gone into more poppy terrain, trying to I guess reach a wider audience than slack key guitar work can provide. So he's done kind of a poppy thing, and so I was just looking into him again. This is a long story. So he actually performed. He wrote one of the songs that became an official Occupy Vancouver, or sorry, Occupy New York, Occupy Wall Street, the whole movement. The song's called We Are the Many, and he actually performed it for Obama at the White House. That's his big claim to fame now. And so there's an article in the Georgia Strait actually about him last week, and explaining how slack key guitar works and how hard it is. He says, you've got all these things that are in syncopated time signatures working against each other to create the illusion of more sound. And if you notice, a lot of slack key players, if you go through their recordings, there are very few that have mastered the bass. And that's the bass, the thumb is kind of playing the bass line, because it's boring. You have to sit there for 2 or 3 years and do it over and over and over, but my teachers made me do that, and that's why my proficiency on the guitar is limitless, because when I was a child, they made sure I was wired properly for this art form, and that was a great gift. Yeah, very, very spiritually minded gentleman. He's probably around 30 years old now. And, well, without further ado, here is Makana from his most recent album. It's all instrumentals on this one. It's called Venus and the Sky Turns to Clay. The song is Deep in an Ancient Hawaiian Forest, and it's just on one solo guitar. Enjoy.